This program is brought to you by Link TV for educational and non-commercial use only.
Oil prices have inched closer to an all-time high of $100. Who is reaping the profits? And what is the King of Saudi Arabia doing in Europe? The answers to these questions and more on Link TV's Mosaic Intelligence Report.
The price of a barrel of oil has more than quadrupled since the fall of Baghdad in 2002. This week, oil prices have inched closer to an all-time high of $100 a barrel before retreating. The fall in the US dollar, high demand for winter fuel supplies in the Northern Hemisphere, and developing countries like China have led to the rise, experts say. Except for Iraq, oil-producing countries have become richer and more powerful. Iraq, which used to produce close to 3.5 million barrels of oil per day under the rule of Saddam Hussein, finds itself in the humiliating position of importing oil products such as gasoline, diesel, and fuel oils.
The working conditions are extremely poor. We still have to worry about power outages. There's even a shortage of water.
It is only able to export an average of about 1 million to 1.3 million barrels of crude oil per day. And that's on good days when something is not ablaze. And who is benefiting from this demise? No country more than Saudi Arabia. I couldn't help but notice King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia dining with Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. The king couldn't have asked for a better way to remind the Western world of his country's importance than last week's record oil price. Although the king's trip to European countries was marketed in the media as a tour to promote peace in the Middle East, the real purpose behind the trip was Saudi Arabia's security needs. According to the Saudi newspaper Al-Watan, security forces in Saudi Arabia have foiled a minimum of a half a dozen terrorist plots against oil installations in the kingdom within the past 12 months. The other unspoken purpose of the king's trip to Europe was to remind European allies that an attack on Iran by the US or Israel will only drive oil prices to a crisis level. The Saudis reportedly fear that Israel will bomb Iran's nuclear facilities unilaterally.
Your Majesty, wars and conflicts are happening in many areas of the world, and this constitutes an increasing danger which we must be wise and brave so that we prevent the deterioration of the situation.
The Times of London on Thursday quoted unnamed U.S. military sources as saying Iran's declaration this week that the Natanz uranium enrichment plant is fully working could prove the tipping point for preemptive airstrikes by Israel.
With or without international collaboration, Israel will not accept to live under a nuclear threat, especially when the trigger is in the hands of Ahmadinejad.
Today, the Saudi monarch proposed in Germany the creation of a uranium enrichment plant in a neutral country to fulfill the peaceful nuclear needs of all the states in the Arabian Gulf region, a move seen as a desperate attempt by the Saudis to avert the region a catastrophic war that might affect their ability to control production and oil prices. I'm Jamal Dajani for the Mosaic Intelligence Report. To learn more about this program or to share your thoughts, visit us at linktv.org/mosaic. Hi again. Just a short while ago, we came to you asking for your help to keep Mosaic on the air. We needed to raise $200,000, and I'm happy to announce that we did it. No, as a matter of fact, you did it. More than 1,600 of you helped us to reach our goal, and I want to thank you on behalf of the Mosaic team right here at Link TV for your support. Stay informed, keep watching, and thank you again.
One nation, many voices. The stories of Muslims in America. At work, at play, having fun. What is life like for the millions of people in this country who practice Islam?
Finally, I looked in my heart.
Even today, Muslims still recite.
Kind of in limbo.
Now's your chance to share stories of Muslims in America in our One Nation, Many Voices online film contest. We're awarding $50,000 in cash prizes divided among six categories: comedy, drama, documentary, animation or music, a special category for filmmakers 18 and under, plus films under 60 seconds long. You don't have to be a Muslim to enter or to vote for your favorite films online. You just have to live in the United States. The new deadline for entries is December 31st, 2007. So hurry. Check out details at linktv.org/onenation. One Nation, Many Voices. Muslims in America. Stories, not stereotypes.
This program was brought to you by Link TV. For educational and non-commercial use only. Link TV is the only U.S. television network devoted to global and national news, with uncompromising documentaries and diverse cultural programs, programs which connect you to the world.